Good day all. Today we are having the SMO meeting on 13th September. Welcome to the meeting. And what we have for agenda is this. Let me quickly share my screen. Can you see the screen, guys? I'm audible?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. I can see your screen now. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, hi. So what we discussed last week is this, where we were discussing on different topics, right from what we should actually have as part of the north bond of SMO, because SMO right now is disaggregated. So we were looking at different pieces of it, and as part of it, I did some homework, and we have viewing also today. We'll discuss about what is the agenda out of this today, and also Tashi, I needed your help to create the epics, and also were you able to do this, or you need some help on this?
Sorry, I forget. Yeah, very sorry.
Yeah, if you can help me with that, it'll be great. Otherwise, if you need any assistance, let me know. Epic is there. We have to just create the stories under Epic. I have already created the Epic for this, right? For the DMS one. So we only need the stories.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just put an action. Okay, Tashi.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. The other thing we were discussing about was energy efficiency. We have Ritvik on. Ritvik, you're there, right? I see. Yeah. Ritvik is
there. Yeah.
So, Ritvik, I had an action to make the connect between you and Udi. I think that connection is made, and I can see that we are having discussions further to it. So, we'll see.
Yeah. I sent him an email. I didn't get a response. Maybe I'll check with him once more to see what the attributes are. Okay.
So if anything is there, maybe I'll also ping Woody. But he was busy with certain we have Fuse and all, right? So he was also busy with that. Europe event, which is actually going on right now. Maybe because of that, there could be some small delay. But he is very much interested to have this discussion going forward, leading that actually.
Okay.
So should be able to help. You can send a reminder. If not, I'll also pass a message to him in my personal chat.
No worries. I'll send a reminder. Thanks.
So these two were the major things. And then in line to what we were discussing last week or last SMO meeting, and also the other meetings around the RSAC and also RPTL meeting, as we call it, the ONAP RSAC sync call also. We found that one of the missing pieces right now is the transition between the disaggregated SMO, I'm talking of the IMS and DMS. As part of it, what we thought of is to take something from ONAP. Okay, so we have I have invited Byung here. Byung is the architecture subcommittee lead for ONAP. He's also my fellow committer for SO, and we have both been the partners of crime for many of the things in SO, ONAP SO also. So together, what we want to talk about is all these aspects of how this can be addressed through what we have done in the ONAP SO, and see how we can leverage some of the orchestration principles which are already there as part of this. So Byung, first of all, maybe people, I just want to introduce you and introduce yourself to the people actually here. Byung, over to you.
Sure. Hi. Thank you, Sashi. This is Byung Woojun from Ericsson. I'm working. I'm working with the session for ONAP SO. Also, I'm a chair of the ONAP Architectures Committee. So we defined a lot of ONAP architecture, and session already did. And then also work on the CNN orchestration, network service orchestration, and security. Those things I have worked on that. So okay.
Thanks, Byung. In line to what we've just discussed about being, what we are looking at, I mean, you know the point of it, right? I just give you a brief of it. I know we didn't have any slide deck. I want to have it an open discussion, and maybe as we progress further, we want to have a deck which can be, in presentable format, and how we can do it. So the idea which we have in this thing is basically to start with, we need to have the transition between IMS to DMS. Okay. So for example, in terms of IMS, what I would say is, once a subcloud is created, okay, edge is created, we need that details, okay, to be available to the DMS. Why? Because as we were talking about this too, in DMS again, we have two major things. One is, of course, the Etsy profile, another is Kdisk profile. For the Etsy profile, we have Tacker. Okay. So for the Etsy profile, we have Tacker and Tashi and people on the call, I mean, are helping us with that. So, and then Kdisk profile. For the Kdisk profile part, we were looking at ASD as one of the candidates, you know, because ASD has already done the CNF orchestration in a way that it will be useful. We can also see how we can leverage the CNF orchestration piece, ASD being one of the major things. Of course, we have Ayumu too, who is also helping in Etsy profile apart from Tashi. So for Etsy profile, I said we're going to use Stacker. And for CNF, Kdisk profile part, we are looking at options like the CNF orchestration piece of the own app. Oh,
yeah.
So I just want to highlight these two because this two is what we've been going. Again, from the perspective of this, we are talking about mainly DMS, but also IMS comes into picture because what we have for IMS is we need the inventory part, right? Because the major thing for us in this entire process is we need a piece which can store or which can actually persist the details, which are you know, the info of the clouds that are created in the day one, I would say, right, the instantiation process. So once we have this inventory, this will be then used by DMS. So this inventory should be the transition for all the subsequent operations. The SMO and further down to the other components of the ORAN SC. I mean, SC is what I want to say in brackets here, but I'm just talking about if I have to talk from the perspective of standard, it is what it is, right? So this is what we are looking at, Vim. Okay. Hello? Nice.
Yes. We can.
So this is one thing which we have to see how to do this. And what I also require is your help in the ASD part. So for this CNF focus, I think Etsy profile, we are good. We have Tacker, which is actually already a proven project from the OpenStack perspective, right? And we have mm-hmm. also seen in Tacker, again, we have two things to be taken care of. One, of course, is the deployment. So deployment part will be done on top of the OCloud. Okay, so we have Tacker Helm based, right? Tacker Helm is what we have. Tashi, you can help me for this. Okay, Helm based deployment is what I would say.
Okay. So just talking about how to deploy Tacker itself, right?
Yeah. I'm talking about Tacker itself. The Tacker itself will be deployed, I would say. Yeah, I'll specify it more specifically. I'm talking of Tacker deployment.
Okay,
Tacker.
You're correct. So Tacker can be deployed using Helm. You're correct.
This is number one. And then this will this Tacker will then help the SMO to deploy the workloads, okay? Specific. Yep, you had some questions.
I have one question, Toshiaki. How do you call your name?
Tashi.
So question is using SC, okay? When you I saw the Tacker architecture before. I think that you're using the SOL 5, SOL 3, and then when you're talking to OCloud, what API you are using from SC perspective? That's I'm curious about that. Are you using O2 DMS SC profile, or you are using Kubernetes profile to actually talking to OCloud? That's I'm curious about that.
He's going to use SC.
SMO, you handling both network services and then CNF and then any radio and RAN the application, That's the what you're currently doing. I'm curious about. I'm gonna share the some of the ASD part, and as we work with Sessio and ONAP. But SC, I also drove the SC alignment in ONAP with Sessio for BNFM. But CNFM, we changed it differently. But anyway, for your view in SMO using SC profile, I'm curious about the what's the southbound connection to a cloud.
Okay. Yeah. You're asking about the Tucker's southbound API, right? Yeah. Yes.
OCloud connection to OCloud, OCloud. Deploying the workload in the DMS through DMS. Yes.
Okay. From just the Tucker's implementation perspective, Tucker will use a Kubernetes API. Tucker use a Kubernetes API, and internally Tucker also can use a Helm. So Tucker execute the Helm command. But anyway, the conclusion is Tucker just use a Kubernetes API.
Okay. That means they're reflecting auto DMS specification. You are using auto DMS Kubernetes profile, right?
Yeah. So yeah, you're correct. So in other words, okay. Tucker receives the auto DMS AT profile API and translates to Kubernetes APIs, so REST API, and send to the OCloud, so Tucker, Kubernetes OCloud. That is a Tucker's behavior.
Okay.
So this is what I'm writing it. So exactly to the point, right? So this is using the HC profile and translates internally to KTS profile because the OCloud, which we have, is a CNF end of the day. The deployment which we have, I mean, unlike ONAP, which actually talks about all the three layers, right? I mean, we talk about PNF, CNF, and VNF. In case of ORAN, we are talking about only CNFs. So what the input to that would be HC specifications, and then it translates it. Tucker translates it and actually puts it as part of the, it translates into the KATS API, and it actually does a deployment on top of OCloud. So there are two modes. As I said, deployment of Tucker itself is done on OCloud using Helm. Once Tucker is up and running, it will actually have interaction. It will have a client inside the SMO, and that will actually be useful for doing the translations and then deployment of the workload. That's how it works. If I've answered your question.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Toshi, you want to add anything to this?
Sorry?
You want to add anything to this? I think this is...
No, nothing wrong. Yeah, it's the stage is correct. So yeah, nothing from myself.
One more question. I think that in the only auto DMS specification, there is architecture. I think there's a two option demarcation area. For example, in the specification, they put the NFVO in SMO, and they put BNFM in OCloud. Or one other view is they put NFVO and BNFM in the SMO, and then OCloud is just DMS.
In HC specification, if I have to say, Vim is surely the layer which is actually to the OCloud. Okay, and on top of it, we also have the BNFM and Orca, right? NFVO is surely the SMO part. So this is where we even had a confusion on ONAP, right? SDNC, whether you want to put it as a VNFM or you want to put it down, right? So all three, where it should go, whether SO should consume SOL 3 and do it, or SO will only have SOL 5, right? We have both these exposures, is it, Edbion? So this is also in similar lines. I mean, again, I'm talking to orchestration versus orchestration, if I have to talk about whether you want to expose a SOL 3 interface where you get your own GVNFM or SVNFM and attach to it. That's one way of integration, which is possible. The other way for integration is where you get your SOL 5 exposed, and then you will actually have a federated orchestration. That's also is possible. So in here, we have both options which we are exploring on. But to be more precise, the Vim layer is surely the OCloud, and remaining part is what we have to see based on the way it goes. Okay. And based on the use case, I would say. Do you need to answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
And by the way, that is what you and me were struggling a lot initially, right? Where we had the VFC versus the SDNC and all. VFC was actually had SOL 5 interface input to it at one point. Then we had SOL 3. Then we actually made HC profile specific, the HC SOL 3 adapter and SOL 5 adapter also, right? So the VFC was changed to SOL 5 adapter. And then we had SOL 3 adapter coming from the help of you and our guys. So that's exactly what is in line to the use cases. I'd say plug and play of the use cases, right? we have to also have a similar vision of BTSM. Having said that, for either of the cases, as I said, if your input is etc profile based, it goes to default attacker. If it's a KDS profile based, we are looking at all the options and the pieces where CNF orchestration has done, has already solved. I mean, instead of reinventing the wheel, I wanted to have the, I mean, the luxury of, I would say the right word is luxury of leveraging what we have done as part of one app SO, right?
Okay.
Okay. And that's where I want to actually have talk to you too, because you're also coming from architecture subcommittee, not just from SO perspective. So we want to see how we can bind these two agents together and see how we can collaborate on this. And that's the agenda. Okay.
Okay.
So by the way, we did had a discussion by help of John and team. John actually already had a session on how ASD works, okay, both in RSAC as well as in the ONAP and RSAC sync meeting. So in that, I hope we had a very brief introduction about a very detailed introduction about how ASD works and how it a demo has also been provided. So that should give people an overview of what it is. Having said that, if anyone has missed, maybe Byung, over to you. You want to touch upon it and take on however you want to do it.
I can show briefly about ASD in ONAP, SO. So then try to tackle, and also John Kinney and team and already demo. But yeah. I'd like to introduce what ASD and then what we what's our main purpose. Can share my screen briefly.
Sure. I'll say this me. Then. We'll have an OSD intro right now where we will see how we can do this. Okay. And drop my share and hand it over to you.
Okay.
You should have the sharing permission, right?
Okay. Let me, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, I can. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Today, just a high level instruction. Let me know if you see my screen.
It's coming. Yeah, we can see it now.
This is on the ONAP. SO, a service orchestration, and we put ASD. The session I did the ONAP SE alignment as supporting SO 5, SO 3, and then for VNFM. Everything was pretty good following SE the specification. I'm not here to criticize in SE, okay? So just, and then when we start move on to CNF orchestration, we realize we are using Kubernetes. And then not the the Vim. So realize Kubernetes has many additional the functionalities in our case. So, and also we, at that time, we use a Helm chart. So in SE, there is a SO001 data model for NS and VNFM, especially VNFM. And the SE, they moved to supporting the CNF, leveraging the VNF modeling, but realize, okay, then we have to define the SO001 model in the SMO part, and also we are using the Helm chart. So kind of we redundant information. So Nokia and Ericsson and then in ONAP, we said, what if we can simplify so SMO data model, information model, and just handling the core information, delegate all the remaining profile or artifact and then property leveraging in the Helm chart as is. So that's why that's the purpose. So we simplify SMO modeling significantly and then simplify the API significantly, and we delegate many things to Kubernetes. That's the purpose, the birth of the ASD. So this one,
sorry to interrupt. I want to give one more thing of it. As part of the etc profile mapping into ONAP, right, the biggest challenge which we had seen was a model difference. I want to highlight on it, Byung, just one more minute to add to what you
said. Okay, sure.
Yeah, the biggest problem which we had was, in terms of the layering, if you'll talk about, ONAP actually has all the operations done at the VFM, okay, which is the virtual function module, which in a way is the piece, is a collection of different VFs. Okay, that's if I compare 1:1 with etc profile, that's like the VDUs, okay, or the VLs. So ONAP actually had a layering which was not in line to etc, because we were actually finding it difficult to map it 1:1 with what we had from etc, from the packaging per Sol 4 and Sol 7, and also with the interfaces between Sol 5 and Sol 3 too. So This was one of the biggest challenge which we had. So we took multiple turns and we had done multiple reviews of it to ensure how it can be done. As part of that is when ASD was born. So ASD has been brought into picture, not just for the name actually by ASD is in line to what we had NSD and VNFD, NSD being for network service description and VNFD being for the virtual network function descriptor. So ASD says it's application service descriptor. Okay, what we wanted to do as part of ASD is to have a mapping which can really fit well with Etsy and at work on ONAP. So that was the reason why we had to come with a new descriptor, which is understood by SDC. And then it's also understood by the ANDI, the runtime and the design time components mainly. And then that's the background of it.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So currently ASD, we're handling CNF. So if you, I see the very high level the things. So in the SD-based alignment, SO core talking to, let's say, VNFM through the SOL3, the API, and then also upper layer, then SOL5, and then that's the one. But in ASD, we are using the CNFM on the SO, and then this one handling the minimize the descriptor, and which call ASD. And then they using Helm, the chart, and using Kubernetes profile to connecting that to Kubernetes. So that means we're not using any other than the Kubernetes profile. So from the beginning, we want to support the O2 DMS Kubernetes profile. But at this time, we're using Helm chart and talking to Kubernetes. And then also SOCNFM, they can handle homings. For example, the multiple the system, multiple cluster can be registered into SOCNFM. That means SOCNFM and then part of the SO, they know the collection of the workload clusters. So based on the criteria coming in the ASD specification, the data, and they can determine which cluster can do the best job for deployment. So they can choose. And that's why I have a multiple cluster here, and they send the deployment request. And here, example, not just the 5G or NF, and we test with any application, and we have test with the I think the RAN, the XDAP and RF, but you can handle that. So anything you can define in the Helm chart, you can wrap it very, you know, simple wrapper in ASD, and then they can deploy, and then they can deploy the ASD, the artifact, and also deploy the image into Kubernetes cluster, and they can send the Helm, the client. So that's what the ASD, we just want to simplify, and we want to use Kubernetes for CNF orchestration. That's the one, and here's some onboarding things, but I think all in, we can change the onboarding, the things, maybe GitHub-based onboarding, so, you know, Agile, so we can do. But bottom line is, and this is the kind of orchestration, so SOCNFM, they can handle multiple Kubernetes cluster registration, and then based on input from user, and they can customize the Helm chart, you know, the modifying the values, and then from input, from the users, and then we customize Helm charts, and then we do validation through Helm template, and then after that, all satisfied, and then so actually the request coming from SO client, they know which ASD ID, and they query the matching ASD inside ASD. There's Helm chart, multiple Helm chart with the orders, and then after that, they you know getting the Helm chart with the that reference in the ASD. And then customize it, and then using Helm client, they just deploy into Kubernetes cluster. And image registry probably you know coming from the packages to vendors. This is a kind of a very brief highlight. And so in ORAN, I think John he picked up some of the ONAP.
Questions, guys? I mean, any questions on this before we jump on to the ORAN part? Any questions on ASD? Did people follow what is ASD and what did we do as part of? Okay.
Question. And we are here, as you know, from reflecting SMO, we put a CNFM part of the SO is in the SMO function, we think. So we can connect that to here, you can consider the cloud. So in John and his team, I think he gave demo, not taking all the ONAP component. He took some of the ONAP component, like SOC and FM, and they're not using the SDC for onboarding. They directly inject the ASD package into registry, and then also Helm child registry and image registry. And then they are testing this SOC and FM for, I think they're using the free 5GC, but that's how they simplify interaction. And after that, Helm client is, so we put the Helm charts, all the information. So that's why we don't have to know about the, all the detail we used to provide in SOAR 001. We don't do that anymore. We delegate everything to the Helm, the Kubernetes cluster through Helm chart artifact. So that's the kind of a basic concept. For that, the orchestration become much simpler, and then we can deploy and we can take advantage of the Kubernetes cluster function as is. So anyway, this is the kind of information. So one more information, since the SO core and used to call the SOAR 003, but since we changed model, we're using ASD instead of the SOAR 001, we modify the SOAR 003 based on SOAR 003. We heavily simplify. We only take the only core information from SOAR 003, and we create the ASD SCM RESTful API, the protocol. You can think as this is a miniature of the SOAR 003, and between the any northbound of the SOC and FM is SO. And then in John case, he can inject directly into SOC and FM through these interfaces. So this is a kind of a, we propose to ORAN and then also ASD, but very simplified. It's create AS and create instantiate and terminate and delete. And also create and delete is only handled by SMO and for SMO inventory. And actually instantiate and terminate using Kubernetes API. That's the highlight of ASD. Okay, I stop here. Back to you, Sashu. If you have any question, I can answer. Okay.
Yeah, any questions, guys? Does it make sense what we're trying to do? Okay, hearing none.
Yeah, okay.
Was
that's
quick...
why I that's why I asked the Tosh and about the SC profile, what's the southbound protocol. I think you confirmed using Kubernetes. That's good, good, I think. Okay. Back to you, Sashu.
Yeah, thanks, Miam. Guys, any questions on this before we move on?
Hey Sashu, one question. Is it possible to create like a diagram that shows which specific components from ONAP is being used in the SMO right now? I mean, I know there are lots of components, but I think Jin was saying that they have created a simplified version of ONAP. So like when you talk about SO core, mm-hmm. those things are not there, right? So which parts of ONAP is actually going to be implemented in OSC? And if there is a delta in OSC, it would be nice to know, because are you borrowing entirely everything from ONAP and just putting it in SMO? Or are there implementations that are extra on top of what is in ONAP that's happening in OSC?
Yeah,
that part is not clear to me. Yeah,
yeah, Ritwik. So exactly, that's the part we are trying to actually have answer here too. As I said, in SO, I mean, as you also rightly mentioned, in SO, we have many pieces. The pieces which we want to take here are the ones which are related to CNF orchestration. What I'll do is, as I said, this is what is the intro call right now. And in the coming calls, we will also show, I'll work with Byung, with John, and also with other people on the call here. So okay. we will come up with the complete end-to-end flow, okay? At least with the component-wise. I cannot say end-to-end flow right now because we have to be a little diligent about it. In case of SMO, we also require inventory interaction, but we don't want to take any. Yeah. Right, we don't want to make it heavyweight by taking ANDI. So
right.
That is where the ASD comes into picture. So surely ASD is a concept. It's not a component of ONAP. It's a concept, right? As I said, it's a descriptor. So how we just assumed and how what are the components which can leverage it is what we will try to take it initially. And the other part also, Ritwik, is we had showcased certain demos in the past, both in ONAP as well as with John's help in ORAN SC2, which was showing as to how it can be standalone, right? Standalone ASD deployment. So that will be the pitch which we will start with. And from there, we'll be able to answer the other questions, right? So this call is mainly to have the, I can say, the warm-up call, right, for the coming up debates and discussions we have to do. And we'll also, once we do something on the SMO part, then we will also take it to RSAC. And this is in line to that end-to-end flow, which we are also having with Vikra as part of RSAC. And
yeah.
So
right.
Yeah. Sashu, if I add one more. So in ONAP, there is some work architecture changes about ONAP core, ONAP streamlining. We want to wrap up the each ONAP component individually. That's the goal for Montreal release. That means we can try to make it easy for other communities such as OSC take the ONAP functions, okay? Not the ONAP platform. So that's why we can help the, maybe trim some of the function and only pick up only needed function. That's why I think Session is working on it. And then also ANI is essentially dimension is heavy. And the SDC is the onboarding mechanism, but the SDC using the ONAP internal model, translate into internal model, that's the way we're struggling for when we're supporting SC alignment in ONAP, because Sol 001 based data model and wrapping into Sol 001, the package 4 and 7, then SDC, they translate into ONAP internal model. But VNFM, they don't care about the internal model. They only care about the Sol 001 based data model. So that's why for ORAN OSD use case, if I can see, we don't need to, the part like ONAP translate into ONAP internal model. I think you are using either SE or the ASD or some other Kubernetes profile. Then probably we can use different way, the handling model, like for example, model edges not changing internally. So that means probably simplify that one. Also, maybe we can leveraging the GitHub based, repository based the sync. That means the more agile and or the sync up that way. So like some of the other community like Nephew, they're using GitHub based the deployment. So package coming into GitOps and they are using CD, they pick up and then they just orchestrate. Maybe on they can handle similar way. So
yeah.
Bottom line is not all the ONAP component will be necessarily coming into OSC.
Right.
My view.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So basically what we are talking about is GitOps, IAC. What Byung is talking about Git is actually IAC, infrastructure as code, which is basically YAML-based deployment of the complete thing, right? We have the deployment YAML, which will be uploaded to the Git. And from there, any change on it, we'll have a reconciliation going through between the Git repository and the Kubernetes cluster itself, or that's turned out to be the OCloud. So this is the entire architecture view of ONAP, SO, I would say, SO architecture view. And these are different components or adaptations. So what we did as part of the Casablanca, SO was actually becoming very monolithic. So the biggest thing which I did was to break this into plug and play. So based on the need of it, we can pick up the specific core or the specific adapter, and then the remaining BPM engine will be calling it. This one of the biggest advantage which we had in line to what Byung was talking about it, plug and play and reducing the footprint. So just use that component of it, which is required. For example, if I'm talking about HC-based thing, I'll only use Sol5 adapter, HC-NFEO, and then Sol3 adapter in this. If I'm using 5G slicing, then I'll only use NSMF adapter. I don't need other parts, right? So this, right. I think, makes sense. And this is in line to what Ritvik, you were asking, right? Which component will be coming into picture here?
Right.
Yeah.
So in line.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we want a dependency on ANAI internal models, right? ASDC may use it, but I think ORAN is far away from that. So
Nevertheless,
you still need to compare to our information model that is there, right? So I don't know how that problem will be solved in ORAN. I mean, you're taking components from ONAP that has a dependency on ANAI.
What I'm saying. We want to remove that. We will take that component which have no dependency on ANAI.
Okay.
So because we will have inventory, but not ANDI. The inventory will not do same mistake what ANDI did. It will not become bulky. ANDI is
right,
bulky
right.
from the perspective of, you know, having everything in it, right? It was a good concept, but when it came to implementation, when it actually went into production and you have thousands of sets, especially for edge case, for a RAM case, it becomes very tough for you to manage everything which is available to you, right? We are only interested in the active ones. So if you see what I was talking about sometime before, we want only those subclouds which have been instantiated through me and will be used for further process. That is what is my focus also. So as part of it, as I said, these are different microservices. This is how the jars are, and the microservices will be like this one minute. Yeah. If you see, this is actually one more deployment model which is there from the perspective of ONAP. And what we have, all this is this each of them will become microservice which will be up and running, and depending on your use, we'll be taking, for example, CNF adapter, okay, which is shown here. The CNF adapter is one of them. I'm just giving an example. And similarly, if you talk about from the from the orchestration perspective, we see the NFO adapter and then the VNF adapter. If you are talking from HC profile perspective, of course we take Tackler here. But I'm just giving an example of how we can do an SO is these two. These two can actually do the job of Sol3 and Sol5. This was a question which Byung was asking about, right? Why he asked the question is because even ONAP SO has done this, Sol5 to HC and then from there to Sol3. So this is what is plug and play. But at the same time, we want to have this dependency removed. You see the dependency on the ANDI is what we want to remove it, and we want to make it standalone first. So that is the job which we need to churn out and finally have the deployable piece, which can then be moved to SMO. And that too, the code base will be different. We don't want to keep the same code base because the way ORAN can modify it versus ONAP may be different. So we don't want to even have a common code piece also. Initially, I thought of that also, but as I see the specifications going on, it's actually getting developed. So we don't want to hamper that also. So this is the idea, Ritvik.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
The other thing which is important here is to understand the complete flow from VNFM adapter, so and all. And you had one picture which was showing the CNF adapter, right? It's not CNF, the
CNF adapter, we not, had it, but...
No, not CNF adapter, yeah. Not CNF. I'm talking about ASD. ASD also, I remember there was a flow, right?
Yes, I have the flow. I couldn't find that well. There is just some flow on the how it linked to our own SO adapter and then, coming into ASD. I have the diagram. Maybe I can share and Sesshu can.
We will do one thing. Actually, as I said, we will have the deck prepared. Initially, we want to have an understanding meeting whether everyone is okay with it. I see no objection to that. So with no objection coming in, I think we can proceed on it. I want to be sure that we are in line to it. And then we will put our ideas together. We'll brainstorm on it. And then finally, we'll be able to leverage it further. Okay, so that's the idea, guys. I hope it makes sense. Yeah. Anyone has any comments?
One question I asked before, and let me clarify. So in SMO, there's a still discussion. When I involved in ORAN, for example, there's a discussion. For example, VNF is part of the SMO or VNF is part of the OCloud, and what's the interface between the? I'm not sure. I'm not sure that discussion is settled. Based on that, your SMO, scope will be changed to me, and then interface northbound, the southbound interface of SMO will be changed because of the scope. So I'm curious about
So that is exactly what I'm working with Shankar. In fact, John, Martin, Alex, we are all part of the team which we are working on as part of the use cases. Right, we are trying to see what is required, because if you come to the RAN piece, right, again, if you come out of the HC mano part and just come to the RAN piece and see the puzzle there. ORAN, for example, is one of the domains, right? Is one of the domains of orchestration, which is only talking about the RAN piece more specifically. So from there, if you see Byung, it doesn't matter whether you have VNFM as part of the orchestration or not. What we are interested on is the cloud layer, which can actually provide you the platform on which you can do orchestration of your apps, XApps and RApps. Right.
Okay.
So there, yes. If someone wants to actually have a specification which is very close to that, as I said, SVNFM, which is very specific to the way their device will be, that's where we require the VNFM layer outside of it. I'm talking of SVNFM. If it's generic enough that it can actually manage with it, that part of the element layer or element management and NMS part of it will be defining it. Right. So we want to keep it open right now, but depending on the use case which we have, in fact, Ritwik also is working on some finding the use cases of it, or energy efficiency being one of the use cases which we are also working on. So as part of it, what comes out, we will see how we have to orchestrate it. Okay. So if it is generic enough that it follows the existing ORAN spec, we'll keep it as part of SMO. If it has something to do with third-party integration and all, that adaptation is required, then we will actually keep it outside. So that will be a logical view.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure. So guys, I have to drop. Sorry. If any questions are there, we can take it up. As I said, from here on, we will follow up on the further discussions. So for next meeting, I'll come up with a deck with the help of guys over here. And we will try to showcase different components that we can take, how we can actually leverage what is there from ONAP without taking the bulk of it. We can see how we can split it further and then see how we can have the end-to-end flow. Okay. That will be the agenda for the coming weeks. And I have to drop for some other meeting. But if any questions are there, we can take it up. I have 2 more minutes, guys. Any questions? Any suggestions, any questions, any comments?
Yeah, this is Bethon speaking. Thanks, Bjorn, for introducing ESD. Do you have in ONAP the sample ESD package?
The package?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I'm going to find the link to the package. Yeah. We used pre-5GC. And then some other application, but you can. I'm gonna send through the session. Okay.
Yeah, I have the demo samples of it. I'll put it as part of this link here in the wiki page. I'll upload it. Button.
Okay. John said he. I think John, you have that package, right? You used for demo.
Yeah, we just used the one from ONAP. We didn't find a new one, and maybe it's something
there.
We should look at is to see if we could have a run function is the definition rather than the one using ONAP, which is the power function.
I think that you are using pre-5GC, so that means you can, if you have a package for that, maybe that simplified version, ONAP is more bigger one. So if you have link, then maybe you can share.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
John, it will be great if you can provide the link, or you can directly upload the wiki page with the link, please. Okay.
I don't know where the actual ASD file we used came from, but it was verbatim from ONAP. So I'll have a look to see if I can find the link from the.
It will be part of demos. I'll try to find it, but whatever you have demoed, right, as part of ORAN SE, you can use.
Oh, yeah.
You can get that first. And then,
I'm not sure if we have a link to the actual link to the actual ASD file, but I'll find it. Yeah, it was there at the time, so I'll find it again, and I'll add a link maybe to the minutes there of this meeting.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Cheers. My pleasure.
Yeah. Any other questions, guys? I'm really top of the hour. I have to drop.
Thank you, Sashi.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
See you next meeting. Bye bye.